Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And today we are joined in studio by Ellery McNaughton from the School of Biological Sciences faculty. How are you today, Ellery? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Now, your research is something that I find super interesting, but I've never really thought about in depth. You look at artificial light at night.
Yes.
Is there a specific title that this work is couched under, or...?
Not really. So it kind of goes by, like, I guess, light pollution, but then, yeah, artificial light at night, which, you know, ALIN for short, if you want to, you know, abbreviate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you get into this work?
Kind of by accident. I was looking for a subject to do my PhD on, and one of my previous supervisors had some thoughts around this area, and she suggested this topic to me, and I thought it sounded really interesting because it wasn't really something that I'd thought of before. So, yeah, kind of fell into it.
And so what are the sort of effects of artificial light that people may not think about?
So I look specifically at ecological effects, and when you're talking about light, it's something that is hugely important for a lot of organisms because it's been this super reliable environmental cue over millions of years. So if you think about something like climate or whatever, that changes, but light, the day-night cycle or a lunar cycle, it remains very consistent, and so things evolve to that cycle. And so when you change it, you're changing this cue, and it's going to have a lot of sort of very different and diverse impacts on a lot of different species.
And what sort of species are we talking about? Are we talking about very, very small ones or even bigger mammals? Or?
Yeah, so it really runs the range of all of them pretty much. Plants, little tiny insects, big mammals, anything that basically lives in an area where there is a consistent light cycle. Yeah, and even if you don't, like nocturnal things as well, like if you're living in a cave and you introduce artificial light, that's also going to have an effect. So it's really... yeah, huge, huge potential to impact a lot of things.
How do you measure this?
Yeah, well, that is the problem. So,
right.
So it's kind of a new area of research, relatively speaking. So it's only really been in the last sort of 15 years or so that it's been given a focus on, because previously it's mostly been astronomers that have cared about it. But basically, you just compare. The effects in an experimental setting, you take the light away and put it there and see, you know, what changes. It's quite hard to get, it's quite hard to understand it if you're just looking at it in sort of a real world setting, because light has been with us for like a long time, ever since, you know, we've invented light bulbs pretty much. Humans have stuck light everywhere. So it's hard to kind of get that before data. So yeah, using it in kind of an experimental way is how we get it, what changes as a result of artificial light at night.
So can you speak to any changes that have happened maybe in Auckland or other big cities with the introduction of artificial light, and what will happen in the future if it's just still bright all the time?
Yeah, so I think like we're not going to be able to get away from use of artificial light. That's just something that's a given. Like civilization is pretty heavily reliant on the use of artificial light at night to extend humanity's working hours, so to speak. So what kind of becomes the issue then is, are we making sure that the light that we do have is as causing as little impact as possible? And so a huge thing that we've seen recently has been the development of light-emitting diode LED technology. And this has created a huge shift in global lightscapes, because we're all moving to those now because they present a lot of opportunity for energy savings and cost savings. And so they're a lot more customizable. So you can change the spectrum or the colors of light that are emitted by them. And they're also tend to be a lot easier to direct and shield.
Mm.
So we're seeing kind of these new technologies provide ways to mitigate the impact that we're having. And it's just about being really, I guess, intentional about the fact that we can use these to mitigate this light pollution, and we should be doing that.
All right.
So that'll be, an important area to look into in the future.
Yeah, any plans for your future in this research?
Not really, no. So I have finished my PhD, which is...
Oh,
which
congrats!
Thank you. Yeah, so just sort of tying up loose ends here and there.
Mm.
But, I mean, as I say, it is a new, relatively new area of research, so there's a lot of stuff coming out at the moment, which is really cool to see.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ellery McNaughton, for joining us in studio today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
And